sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray on a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you joining us as you take us along for the ride. The suspects have had us tuned in on ESPN 97.5 since 1 o'clock. So if you missed any of that, as I always remind you to do, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab, catch up on what you missed. And then, of course, while you're there, download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another second of The Usual Suspects.
Never, ever, ever, ever miss it. Ever.
Nope. Barry's here, Nick's here, and myself. So we'll take you here till 4, and then the Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing. So welcome aboard. You and I were talking about, and actually when the list came out, I had thrown it out to you guys. The last year they got it right. The inaugural Houston Sports Hall of Fame Awards last year, and they honored the 34s. They honored Akeem, Nolan Ryan, Earl Campbell. Got it right. Slam dunk. First ones had to be. I get it. The other day, it came out, I think it was yesterday, that they announced the second class for the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. 4 new inductees. They are Oilers quarterback Dan Pastorini, Indy 500 champion A.J. Foyt, Masters champion Jackie Burke Jr., and George Foreman, the boxer.
Okay.
You had beef, I had beef.
Yeah, I have a lot of beef. I kind of get George Foreman. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that one.
Okay.
A.J. Foyt, I also understand.
Now, his quote was something else, too, by the way. He said, I mean, it's an honor and all that, but I mean, I kind of brought more championships than anybody to the city of Houston. I was like, slow your roll, big guy.
Jackie Burke Jr., no clue who that is. No idea.
So he's still the pro emeritus at Champions Golf Club. He won 2 majors, but like in the 50s.
Oh, mm-hmm. That guy. No idea.
Okay.
And then Dan Pastorini. I mean, really? This is the second... You think this is the second greatest football player to ever play football in this town is Dan Pastorini. Because the first one you feel like was Earl Campbell. That's why he got in round 1. So you had one representative from the big three. You had Olajuwon, greatest basketball player to play in the city
Correct.
Of Houston. You had Earl Campbell, greatest, most yep. beloved football player to play in the city of Houston.
I think you could say greatest.
Yeah. And then Nolan Ryan. Okay, I get it. Nailed it. But now let's go. So that's why I say I understand A.J. Foyt, greatest race car driver in the city of Houston. And I understand George Foreman. On a national level, George Foreman was huge at one point, and he's from this city. So I get those. Jackie Burke Jr., Dan Pastorini, I feel like you mentioned two right off the bat that it's like duh and duh.
Yeah, slam dunk, Bagwell Biggio.
I mean, like, what are you doing? How is Warren Moon not the second football player in? Dan Pastorini
and just,
over Warren
yeah,
Moon?
Yeah.
That makes
Unless
no
sense
to me.
Unless you're trying to do it in chronological order for some reason.
No. Ridiculous. But you should go in best.
But you can't say that you're doing it that way because you voted in Olajuwon when you had guys before him like Moses and Elvin
Calvin?
And Calvin and all those guys.
Like, I would be just fine if they were to have done like AJ and Foreman and maybe pick a third. What's the other guy? Freddie Couples. Somebody. I know who Freddie Couples is more than I know who the hell Jackie Burke Jr. is. Now, I'm not a big golf guy, so I don't know. But I don't know. Pastorini's the one that I think I have the biggest problem
Not
with.
Not that Dan wouldn't get in eventually.
Sure.
But I think
but
you're right.
Second
I think
round?
When you're talking about Hall of Fame, you're talking about greatness. When you're talking about greatness, you go, like you said, in order of the greatest of all time for each team or franchise, and then go down a list. And I'm pretty sure if Earl's 1, Warren's probably 2.
I feel like that would be, like, if I asked you to name the all-time greatest football players.
Like a Mount Rushmore, you mean?
Oh, my God. But I'm just saying, like, if you were to start making a list, Pastorini's on the list, but he's not first, second, or third.
Take the Texans out of it right now.
Hell, I would have been fine if they would have said Andre Johnson.
But for the most of them, we're still playing. But Andre Johnson obviously will get there. JJ will get there. But if you're just talking about the greatest Oilers of all time, I got to believe it's Earl and then Warren Moon.
Elvin Bethea.
Elvin Bethea from Robert Brazil.
Yeah. Hell, I could even name on that front line. Matthews.
Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews.
Yep.
And then on the other side, Ray Childress. Was Ray absolutely loved in this city. My mom used to, you know what, she's the one that pointed out to me, she'd be like, every game he bleeds. Every game Ray Childress is bloody from playing. There's not a game that goes by that he's not skinned up and bloody.
Kenny Houston,
that's how hard he plays.
White Shoes Johnson.
Billy White Shoes Johnson. And that's fine. And Dan Pastorini would eventually be mentioned in that list,
yeah,
but not second.
Nope.
So
no, I agree.
I think they swung and missed. They hit 500 on this. I thought they batted 1,000 in round one, but I think there was so many other more deserving. Yeah, there were so many other more deserving names that should have been on this list.
Carl Lewis, from a track perspective,
there you
go. With all the medals,
dude, you just nailed it. So you've got the big three sports and the best representative from each. Then you could go to the non-big three sports, and you just nailed it. You Carl Lewis, George Foreman, AJ Foyt, done. End of list. There's your round two. And if you wanted to have a fourth, you know who you could have added? Guy Lewis.
Good call.
So yeah. I don't know what happened here. Is this like the Houston Press where Pastorini and Burke paid a lot of money to get on?
It's possible. I'm not here to crap on anybody, but Jackie Burke is a crotchety man, too.
Is he?
His reputation.
If I knew him, I'd crap on him, but I don't know him. I don't know.
You know, because he's literally still, if you hear the stories, at Champions, which is a very prestigious golf club.
Yeah.
And he sits in the restaurant at Champions, and if you wear a hat or your golf spikes,
he screams at you?
He'll scream at you in front of everybody and make embarrass you, like take it off, do all that stuff. I've seen him do clinics for a golf tournament where you had like Roger Clemens and big names from all these different sports, and like Robert Reed was there. And Robert Reed at golf tournaments, if you don't know, the ex-Rocket, is pretty loud.
Bobby Joe
gets
Reed
going, yeah, and Bobby Joe gets going, and he was supposed to do a clinic, and he just looks at Robert Reed while everybody's getting ready for his clinic, and he goes, "I'll wait," and with a microphone in front of the entire tournament, 350 people. He goes, "I'll wait. I'll wait for you to shut your mouth and be quiet so that we can start this clinic. Otherwise, everybody else is going to be waiting for you, too." I was like,
wow.
Man.
How are you going to talk to a grown-ass man like
Pete
that?
I'm his Cheerios, but man, yeah.
That's disrespectful.
On the grounds of Champions, it's his way or the highway.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm with you.
I think you nailed it, though, with that third one. Carl Lewis, there's your third one in. One of the greatest track athletes of all time. Terrible singer. Great athlete, though. And he should have been one of the three non-big three sports entries in round two.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Nailed it.
And here's the other thing. If you're not going to say, people have to look past the fact that they didn't have to play for the Rockets their whole career. It's about Houston.
Yeah.
Clyde Drexler. Sterling High School.
Yep.
U of H.
Phi Slamma
Jamma. Won the championship with the Rockets. You know, Hall of Fame. Those are the kind of guys. Murph and Calvin. And there's a lot of guys. So, yeah, as much as I'm not trying to crap on the ones that got in, I think there was a time for everything, and I think Bagwell and Biggio probably should have been in the second class.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would have made sense. We'll go back to that North Sentinel Island. Somebody said North Sentinel Island has one star on Google. Everyone knows you've checked the reviews now before you go. One star on Google. Avoid this island. They kill people. Don't go to this island. They shoot you with bows and arrows. And they kill you.
There you go.
All right. Hey, something that I don't want to kill you is the prices of jewelry this holiday season. That's why you need to get on the phone and get with my guy, Mark Klein, who I happen to have on the phone right now. He's going to tell you how he can save you money just like he saved me money and made me a hero with my wife. Mark, tell the folks.
Hey, you know, anything in jewelry, we do it better than anywhere else. If you're looking for a diamond pendant, earring, bracelet, you know, you come to Klein's. I got a guy in the store right now. An ESPN listener is in the store right
nice.
Now. And he heard me on the radio. And he said, look, I've tried going to the mall stores. I've tried going to these stupid, jacked up half-price sales. But I'm going to try you out because I hear you on the radio. And a good friend of mine sent them to me. And he said, hey, look, give them the best deal, take care of them. And that's what we do at Klein's Jewelry. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. Whether you want a diamond pendant, earrings, bracelet. And we just happened to have the ring that he wanted. It was funny. His girl sent him a picture of the ring that she wanted, and we had it right there in the store. He had already picked it out. And it's half the price of anywhere else in the city of Houston. You go to the mall, you go to the half-price sales, whatever, you come to Klein's Jewelry, it's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. Hey, diamond pendants, earring, bracelets, whatever it is, custom jewelry, if you want to sell something, give us a call, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. We also do watch repair and any kind of jewelry repair. So give us a call. It's the best deal in the city of Houston.
Hands down, no doubt about it. I do not regret for 1 second going to Mark and letting him help me find the diamond, the exact thing that my wife was looking for, from the diamond to the ring. You made me a hero. I can't thank you enough, Mark. I appreciate it, man. That's Mark Klein. Mark Klein with Klein Finds Jewelry. 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Or check them out online at kleinsjewelry.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Needy, but hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and now SportsMap 94.1. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday. Barry, hour number 3, song.
Technically, he's copying me because I had the Eric Clapton version of I Shot the Sheriff. Well, is that not right?
Yeah, and maybe that was payback for when the topic came up and I threw out 5 different songs and you grabbed 3 of them.
I don't remember you saying 3 of those songs.
Maybe you should listen to the show sometime. If you had the song title first and then someone copied it, because you can't use it, right?
It's a different song.
It's the same song. It's just performed by a different artist.
And we've discussed about submitting the songs, making it official
now
by
who's
submitting.
Acting like the bitch on Wednesdays?
Not me, because you didn't submit the songs. Barry, it's not my fault you didn't follow the rules.
Look, you're just a bitch on Wednesdays. I have a bone to pick with this guy.
Huh? Oh, never mind.
I'm what? And a bitch on Thursday?
No, I said you're an ass on Thursdays. Oh. No, I'm not.
Whoa.
Nick's like, hey, easy.
Settle down, sir.
Whoa. All right, let's get to all texting, no tweeting, a.k.a. AT&T.
Yep.
He wants to talk about the missionary versus tribe
story. But
this
kind of defeat, he only texts and tweets. Why is he calling?
Yeah, I thought it was all texting, no tweeting or calling.
Now he has to change his Twitter handle.
Yeah, exactly. What's up, AT&T?
Hey, good show, guys, as usual.
Appreciate it.
The reason I wanted to call y'all was that story about that guy that went to that island.
Yep.
So in the 1900s, some guy from Europe went to that island and took advantage of those islanders and took some of their women or their kids. And because of that, they fear everybody now. So that's why they hate everybody who goes to that island. And obviously, they don't speak any language that anybody knows because they've been isolated for many years. So that's why you don't go to that island. They hate everybody.
And that's why they kill people. Appreciate the call, AT&T. Also, he chickened out last night.
Yeah, he did,
was
gonna, right?
Yeah, he was going to come work out.
You should have called him on it.
No. I wouldn't. I don't want to. Besides, we have a shot clock on calls. But he said he was going to come work out at Vortex and do the boxing class.
He forgot his wrestling shoes.
And then he said that he didn't get out of work in time. Whatever.
Oh, at least
that's
he got,
just the worst excuse, blah, blah, blah.
But at least
blah,
he got
blah.
Back with you.
Yeah, he did tell me he wasn't coming. So, but
so
Brenda,
that's fair.
Brenda came from the sales team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's a beast.
Was she punching?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it made me and Jordan look bad. Yeah.
Really?
She was getting it. Yeah. She works out all the time.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so there you go. And that class is getting packed. It's, I'm telling you, I need to get on it. It's getting, you're going to run out of room in there. How do you pronounce this dude's name?
Bari.
Bari wants to talk NBA. It's very generic, Bari. This better be good. What's up, man?
Hello?
Yo, go. You're up.
Hey, guys. Yeah, love the show. Quick question. I know I'm probably behind the like curve on this, but did you guys know that Victor Oladipo was like a full-on R&B singer? And he has like two albums and stuff. Crazy. But do you guys know any other like athletes, professional, whatever, that like are have like albums and stuff like that, or are musicians on the side or whatever? Have y'all ever heard of that?
Damian Lillard has a rap album, at least one.
Appreciate the call, Barry.
Yeah, Damian Lillard has at least one rap album, if not more than that.
And he's got bars. I've heard him.
Wayman Tisdale, who's now passed away. Wayman Tisdale that played in the NBA.
He was a singer or a rapper?
No, he's a guitarist.
Oh,
a
wow.
Jazz guitarist. And he had several albums. I want to say he might even won a Grammy.
Don't forget, and we did this actually for way back Wednesday before, but Roy Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm. Cole Beasley.
Shaq. Cole Beasley, that's right.
Yeah, Cole Beasley this year.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. There are plenty of athletes. Ron Artest, or Meta World Peace, was a rapper.
Yes, he was.
There was somebody from the Saints that made an album. I don't remember who that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Horn?
No. Maybe it wasn't the Saints. But yeah, there's a ton of them, man. I mean, Google is your friend if you're really looking to get compile the list and start listening. I think, to me, some of the better songs that were commercial success was Roy Jones Jr. and Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq hooked up with the Fushnikins back in the day and made some music, but he also had his own album. And then Roy Jones Jr. has a great song to get you hyped up. It's a great running song.
Nick's right. Dame's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got bars. He's got some flow. Seen him on, I forgot which show, either The Breakfast Club or...
He spits hot fire. He's like Dylon.
Or the guy that always wears that hat and has the dreads. What's his name?
Sway.
Sway. I can't believe I forgot his name.
Bob Marley?
That is not Bob Marley, sir.
He shot the sheriff.
Yeah.
First,
before Eric did. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Yeah. Let me play the role of Barry today. I'm just going to get you guys going again
shooting
and get out of
shots.
The way.
Yeah.
Yeah, stir it up and get out of the
I
way.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, so with all that already covered for the day.
Did you see the news coming out of Clemson? Ex-QB yes. Kelly Bryant says he is transferring to Mizzou. He's headed over to Missouri.
Isn't that where Granato's son plays?
No, not Missouri. Granato's son plays at, I want to say, Southwest Missouri, I believe. Yes.
My bad.
Smart move. Drew Locke is a four-year starter, is gone after the year, so good for him. After losing, I wouldn't say losing the job. He lost the job to Trevor Lawrence. Or was Trevor Lawrence really just anointed? Kind of like, well, he's younger, he's as good or better, he's got a better arm, better decision-making.
And I think from a future
perspective,
I guess
that means you lost the job.
Yeah, you knew that, you know, this kid, yeah, similar to the Alabama situation, when you know that you got a predominantly running quarterback, but, you know, you've got a guy coming in that was the number one quarterback in the country, and you got to make sure that he's happy, he gets his time, and you don't know how long he's going to stay. That's the difficulty when you've got a big-time program, and there's a lot of pressure to stay on top. Sometimes those tough decisions are made.
I don't know. I was just scrolling down the article that we had. And I haven't even read this yet. It came out at 1:27 Central Time. Oregon Athletic Department placed on probation. That's kind of interesting. The NCAA also fined Oregon $5,000 plus 1% of its men's and women's basketball budgets. NCAA Committee on Infractions placed Oregon's Athletic Department on 2 years probation on Wednesday for violations in its men's and women's basketball, football, and women's track and field programs. Interesting.
You would think that would have something to do with Phil Knight, Nike, and pumping a whole bunch of extra money on recruits and things. But they said some of the allegations are the director of men's basketball participated in or observed individual voluntary workouts at least 64 times.
Are you ready for some of the allegations?
Yes, that was just one of them. But yeah, go ahead.
Director of men's basketball operations, Josh Jameson. I was reading, that's why. And then he's got a woman's basketball assistant strength coach participated in on-court activities both during and after practices. An adjunct instructor altered a course grade from an F to a B minus.
Now that, I don't mind. I don't see all that much in just watching the workouts.
Yeah,
kids.
I think that's stupid.
But if you're altering grades, now you're talking about a big deal.
The football team posted personal information about prospects on an electronic reader board in the football facility during their visits to campus. So apparently that's a no-no as well. So, yeah, quite a few things. And sorry, I was reading when you were mentioning the first one, so I didn't mean to duplicate. It's not, I wasn't ignoring you. I was reading the allegations on Oregon's athletic department. As we're joined by
how about Johnny Big Time? Not only does Mr. he can't make Zerla. It at well, the time at that he was on the schedule, but now in the middle of a segment, just flaps the door open, slams her shut. In. Come on in.
They told me to come in.
Who's they?
The intern.
What's his name?
Rick.
Okay, you got two more shots. Go
Johnny
ahead.
Big Time joins
what's his,
us.
It's not Rick. You're in the ballpark.
No, it's Nick.
Oh, Nick. Nick told you? Okay. That's not the intern.
Hey, Lance Zerline.
You know
here.
Nick gets a check, right?
No. His name's Nick, too. Intern.
No, Radu.
What's that?
Radu.
It is.
That's the that's one Rick. In the room
in
with
your
him?
Mind, it's Rick. Radu. It's Radu.
That's not whatever. That's not what Dell told me.
That's not...
You want to bet?
That was a good try.
Last name?
Bondar.
Okay.
How do you not know this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm the one that hates
Barry,
the intern?
Barry,
yeah, I know
honestly.
All their
Barry,
names.
When you're big time, you don't know names. You know they'll get you coffee. They bring you the food.
No
when
one brings
you're not
me
making
food.
Stinky food
no
in the hallway.
No one brings me coffee. No one brings
probably,
me food. I get
I brought
own.
You food how many times?
I got. You're not an intern. I don't ask you to bring me anything.
You don't have to ask me. I bring it to you, and then what do I get in return?
Thanks.
I bet Lance was on the phone. He was like, hey, I got to go do the Unusual Suspects with Mole and Perry. I'll call you back.
Yeah, I don't claim them until we get to number one. But, yeah, at some point I'll claim them too.
Yeah. No, once they climb back to number one, then I'll claim them.
I had to finish. Had a phone call from a good friend who is reopening his restaurant.
Soon, nice. So yeah, you're quite the chef.
You are the big foodie guy.
No, y'all know y'all know Brian Caswell.
Nope.
Reef?
Midtown? Oh, yeah.
No idea. Yep. I don't know anything.
El Real?
Nope.
El Real is your new spot.
I don't know.
No, anymore. El Real's been around.
But I'm saying for you, you like it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like El Real. Well, Real is
when you're different.
El Real is the Mexican food.
Oh, that's right.
Real is a
is El Real the one on Westheimer?
Yeah.
In Montrose?
Yeah.
I've been there several times.
Yeah, you. Right. That's what I was going
to
say.
On the other side, we have to get down to some business. Speaking of food, about you bringing kimchi to the office and stinking up the whole place. But we'll do that.
That was a
after
while
this.
Back, though.
Nope. Nick said it was Friday.
No,
so we'll get
that
back
was two
to
weeks
it.
Ago.
Nope. He said it was Friday. We'll get to it. We'll figure it out. I'm going to get you some earbuds so you can hear Nick bitch at you about it.
It was, trust me, dude, it was strong.
It was bad.
Not in the taste, but in the smell?
Terrible. Tastes good. It
like
smelled.
A foot.
Terrible.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. You know what's not terrible? With the holidays upon us and the fact that people are going to be having folks over to the house, family, friends, you're going to be entertaining. Maybe your furniture isn't up to snuff and it doesn't look like it should be there when people walk into your house. Well, I've got a solution for you. Gallery Furniture is there for you like they are all year long, but now they are offering some of the best deals of the year and they're going to make it more convenient for you to shop. They're open until 10 o'clock at any of their three locations. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria, and of course, I-45 North. And regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, the deals are phenomenal. Right now, you spend $4,000 or more on furniture, you get 40% of that price back in free accessories. All the locations offering the same deals. Spend $4,000, get 40% of that back in accessories, lamps, maybe rugs, maybe something for the walls, all those different things that can really spice up and put the finishing touches on a great room full of gallery furniture. And it's all solid wood American made from brands like Stickley, which offers leather and upholstered furniture. And of course, in the bedroom where there's Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more. And of course, right now, Gallery is still doing their double down promotion with the Astros and the Rockets. If the Rockets win it all this year or the Astros win it all next year and you spend $3,000 or more on gallery furniture Tempur-Pedic mattresses, you get it all for free. So it's a great way to kind of have some sports takes and have a little extra incentive rooting for your home teams and enjoy the great high quality of the mattresses and sleep sets at Gallery Furniture. And Mattress Mac, what he says in the commercials, is exactly what he's going to do for you like he does for every Houstonian. That means you buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, it'll be delivered to your house. There's no back order slips. What you see is what you get that same day. And of course, the main thing that Gallery says is exactly what they're going to do. Gallery really will save you money.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
My dude, I had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey in a quart of beer.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. As royalty has blessed us with his presence, an hour late, but hey, at least he's here. Better late than never, as he's watching soccer on his phone.
Yeah, like...
You playing Jerry Bowe's plays off of that thing?
No.
Jerry Bowe, do you know Jerry?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you know my name? Stuff. Or do you call him like...
Yeah, I know Jerry.
Jaru.
You were really big into soccer, huh?
No, I just like my squad.
Which is?
Everton. With the English Nationals goalkeeper, Jordan Pickford, right there, sending it in deep. We got about 3 minutes of extra time here.
Oh, my
boys.
God.
No one's ever said you're a play-by-play guy, so let's just give that a rest.
No.
Let's talk about the fact that Nick said that while we were on location doing a remote, you brought in stinky food.
No, I didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. Yeah, I did. I brought in something that was healthy, that has a lot of probiotics. It's called kimchi, which is cabbage. It's fermented. It's got a lot of good stuff going on. That's what it sounds like.
And after you eat it?
And before and after. All right. You can hear it bubbling up. And it's, you know, I wanted to be healthy. So I, and the best one is at this Japanese market called Seiwei. I get it from three different places.
Wait.
Come on.
Is it, they just couldn't say Safeway?
I was going to say, you sure it wasn't Safeway?
What?
S-E-I-W-E-I.
Okay.
Safeway.
Like,
not Safeway.
Did they just not know how to say the F as Safeway?
I know you, Mike, is the racist.
Are you sure you didn't pick it up at Payway?
I just said they. I didn't say who specifically.
No, and
whoever
they got,
runs the store. There's I don't another know what one. Race they are.
There's another market that's called Roger. Huh? It's another one that's called Roger, also, that's similar to Kroger.
Because the cake fell off the marquee.
Yeah,
the
that's all
fell
it is.
Off the marquee.
I'm not going to go to Roger.
I get some different fish from there.
From Roger?
No, so this stuff
you
happened to be...
Andals?
No, not
Andals
yet.
Andals Food Mart? No?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Boy, this is because we're teetering.
So listen to this. So this stuff is... Look, kimchi is made from cabbage. Right off the bat, you know you're going to have problems.
Cabbage is gross.
And like, you know, and whatever it is, paprika or whatever the spot, whatever the hot
whatever
sauce.
Whatever the other stinky stuff is.
So you know you're going to have potential issues. But the other two that I get aren't that bad. I didn't realize this one was that bad. I bought it. It's in a jar, and it's covered, wrapped with a plastic wrap over the top, and then it has a rubber band covering that up. And so I'm thinking,
sounds like one of Nick's smoothies.
Now it has not been opened at all, and I can kind of smell it, and it hasn't even been open. I'm like, wow, this is...
You should, yeah.
This is strong.
Where's your office etiquette? You've known forever, like, you don't bring fish to the microwave in the
office
either.
Well, no. So I bought it and brought it up. I brought it up here from the trip. I was there, and I grabbed it and brought it up here all in one fell swoop. I opened it up, and I was like, well, it's really good, but I think it's... Man, this feels a little strong. This is a little strong. So I close it up really tight, really tight. Put it in the refrigerator over there on the Culture Map side, which can get you kicked out of Culture Map.
Yeah,
like they don't
sure
play
can.
That. Those are nice people and they're clean people and they're not like
Eric
you Sandler animals
ain't playing around. If you torture his refrigerator,
no, and they're not.
Did
like,
you hear what they do with spoons?
What?
Oh yeah.
John, what do you mean? What they
this?
Do?
Yeah,
with spoons?
John mentioned this
did
on
you
Twitter.
Eat your kimchi?
You are going to need an update.
Did you get your kimchi with the utensils out of the drawer in there?
No.
Oh well, don't. Because apparently there's a person over there that made tea or coffee.
Tea.
Mixed it all up, put some sugar in it, spun it around, shook the spoon off, put it back in the drawer.
I've heard Jung tell that story.
Like what kind of savages are over there?
I think Nick told me that story because he had heard that story.
Yeah.
I know I've heard that story.
Jung told it on the air on the Blitz.
Not me. Y'all thought it was me.
Just don't trust the utensils. There's a pro tip for you.
I eat with my fingers like a regular person does. I eat kimchi with my hands like a
what?
Like a regular person would. So listen to this, though. Like, seriously, I realized the next day I came in, I'm like, all right, this is a potential problem.
You left it in there overnight?
Yeah.
Not
for
long.
Not for long. Yeah, I did.
He's like, I could smell
it. I didn't microwave
it.
It was in a refrigerator. It was closed really tightly.
That's a party
like, it was
foul
closed
and a half.
Really tightly. And so I came out here and I opened it for 1 second, took a piece and closed it. And they're like, oh my God. And I realized, wow, that's really bad.
Pungent.
And Tyler, you know, Tyler, the producer also, Tyler goes, man, you know, he, and Tyler's a food guy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's just not right. Like, that's not, I don't think that's supposed to be like that.
So,
it, but it is.
Was it, so it wasn't spoiled.
So we thought it was good. No, it wasn't spoiled. So everyone kind of, all right, is it better now? John was like, I think it's better. Yeah, I said, I think we're just getting used to it. I don't think it's better. And one of the interns goes, yeah, I think it's better. I said, do me a favor.
Was
go outside. It wasn't Rick. I said, go outside. I said, go outside. Wait for about 10 seconds. Clear your palate a little bit and come in and just tell me. So he goes, all right. So he goes out, waited about 10 seconds, came in. He goes, oh, yeah, it's bad. It's still here. And we couldn't get, like, there was nothing to get rid of it. So I had to go find... I tried to like take one of those Clorox wipes, but what are you gonna do? Wipe the air? I open it up and I'm like shaking it around.
Like that's doing and waving finally, it like a flag.
I finally found a Lysol. Michael Carroll had a Lysol in our
yeah.
In our,
he'd be farting a lot in that room. You gotta watch out.
With a hoodie on.
And yeah. I mean, I just unloaded with the Lysol in there, and it finally killed it off. And that's when I went and put it on.
You know, you could have.
I threw it away. In the trash can on that side, on the yeah. animal side, on 97.5.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
made that kitchen smell better.
There's no, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I just thought there's no upgrade. Way anyone's going to know the difference.
There's science projects that have been left in the refrigerator for a year.
You know, me and Tyler, and see, and I'm not a bad person because me and Tyler were going to the refrigerator and we'll throw stuff away that's been in there too long. Like, if I decide I've seen this too long, it's gone.
You've sampled a lot of stuff that wasn't yours while you're doing it.
Never do that.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not that guy.
Oh, yeah,
I never
you are.
Do that, but I will throw your stuff away.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you know, I mean, we don't, you guys live like animals on this side. I'm culture map. So, yeah.
Because you got we the don't big play office that. Over there.
We don't so, play yeah. that on the culture map side. I remember
trying
when
to separate
I first.
Yourself from other radio guys.
Yeah, always like doing that.
How about this? When I first moved in to my office over there and they opened it up and it was culture map. And all the girls who work at Culture Map had come into the office, and they all had little cue. Oh, wow, this is great. They spent – and remember now, Trey was in heavy rotation at this particular yeah. time, mm-hmm. our intern, the Juggalo. And the door wasn't – there was no door at this particular time either. And I think they got so frustrated with just probably Joel some. Because Joel would also come in. I would think you're part of it.
Yeah. How do I get roped in with Trey?
No, I'm totally. I get you. Yeah. I know exactly.
I think they got so sad with the 97.5 stuff that they're like, this is
sad.
Just terrible. Let's all just go work at home. Nobody work. It's Eric Sandler.
Steve. Sometimes.
And that's it. That's it. None of the female workers, like Steve has been in sports. He doesn't care. Eric listens to sports. He doesn't care. The rest of them said, we're gone.
This sucks.
We're
yeah.
either
and
quitting.
Trey
me
does
in
talk
on that?
A lot, though. Trey yeah. does talk a lot. He won't shut up.
No, Trey is relentless.
Yeah,
no,
Trey's a,
I didn't.
Trey.
Well,
Joel
maybe,
has been known to avoid silence as well.
Trey.
You're not one that's comfortable with just silence and sitting. Nick, is it true?
I would agree with that.
Avoiding
you can hear
your
voice
silence
across
is an
interesting way to turn the corner.
Yeah, we can't just sit in the prep room. Joel and Trey just.
Let me ask you a question, Barry. So
yes.
I always, every single time that
okay.
I see Cody Stutz or somebody doing this show, I'm like, mm-hmm. where's Barry?
Uh-huh.
He's in. You're always in El Paso.
Nope. One time. I've been in El Paso once.
Then where else do you go? Do people just say you're going to El Paso? Is that a?
I think
is that a
New Mexico?
Yeah. I was in New Mexico 2 weeks ago and then El Paso a week ago
Dallas.
Or whenever. Yeah, so I was in New Mexico.
San Antonio.
Las Cruces, El Paso.
No.
Very
this
similar.
This was
Albuquerque.
No.
Very similar.
Well, it was north of, yeah, it was Albuquerque and Riedoso. Or Riedoso, however
so,
they
so
say
what place
it. So that
do
was
you
first
play,
week.
What place do you play the most?
I
mean, outside of
Houston? Yeah. Probably San Antonio and Dallas.
All right, what about west of there?
West of there, I've only done El Paso twice.
That's it?
In 5 years.
What, is it a vibrant comedy scene in
no,
El Paso?
It's not a place where you're like, you know what? I feel like I want to hit it big time. I'm moving to El Paso. No, you work there and then you come back home.
How do you deal with, like, do they get a little liquored up in El Paso?
Oh, well, yeah, there's military bases. It's a big swinger.
Oh,
it's a big swinger
that.
Community. Juarez is right there.
Military and swinger community.
And bikers. It is wild,
there's a,
wild
there's a,
and woolly
there's
weekend.
Your checks mix. There's your
yeah.
party mix.
Yeah.
bikers, swingers, and military actually feel like they kind of work together,
all together in some way. I told the story on the air before, but I had a couple try to take me to Juarez to have sex with them before. Yeah.
Or decapitated.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I was like, you're not going to have sex with me and then
that's
murder
the
me.
Nightcap.
We're
that's
swingers. That's and by swingers, we mean murder.
Yeah. We mean swing axes at your head. Yeah.
Well, you should stick around because you were late, and we've got football questions for you, too.
Uh-oh. Right.
Well, let me go look at some more Auburn stuff then during the break.
Oh, boy. Yeah, look at that quarterback. All right, before we get to Lance and wrap up the entire show, I do want to remind you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job here in the Houston community. I switched to Infuse about a year ago. I've saved over $1,000, literally maybe $2,000 off of my energy bill since I signed up with Infuse, and I'm not kidding. And it's great because you get an email weekly to show you what your usage was and the hours of the day that you have the highest usage, the lowest usage, so you can track it, so you can figure out what's burning the energy, causing my bill to go up or down. It's all part of the customer service aspects that go with being a customer of Infuse Energy. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and that always helps. And then from there, they'll walk you through with a human being, not an automated system, all the plans they offer. They'll ask you questions so that they can figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business? Is it for your family? Weekends, nights, all that kind of stuff. And then they'll formulate the best rate and the best plan for you. They're like a good friend. They're going to be 100% honest. Even if that means you could go somewhere else because there's cheaper competition, they're going to let you know about that. So maybe you don't go with them this time, but somewhere down the line, you are going to sign up with Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff, make sure his staff are honest with you at all times. And that's all you want when you're dealing business in any different way of life. Honesty above all else, that can sell things and that can get you to be loyal customers. That's all they want. Infuse Energy, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
Hopped out the back seat, they gave me a revolver. Blast you, distract them, while I go and whack them.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Lance Zierlein, gracious enough to stick around with us a little bit as we finish up the show, put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz, where I'm sure you'll be a part of that as well, right?
No, I did my Monday show. That's my top-rated show, The Blitz.
So you can just claim that on Mondays, that's
I
it?
I do claim it.
Okay. Good for you. But you guys, don't claim us.
When you guys jump back up, I'm number one here, too.
When you mention us, aren't the other guys, Joel and Barry and those guys, aren't they doing the show from Knicks that day, too? Yeah, you don't even know the show, the name.
Well, I didn't know
Charlie was. You don't even know intern's names. You don't even know our show name,
I know your show name. Yes, I do. Unusual Suspects.
I had a guy, did you hear me tell that? No. I had a guy at my show, I was headlining the Joke Joint this past weekend, and he goes, dude, I listen all the time, I love your show. Unusual Suspects, right? I was like, what's The Usual Suspects? He goes, what time do y'all come on in the morning? I was like, you know what? Just whatever.
Well, for some people, it's probably
And then he
texts
later the next day, he was like, I was drunk, bro, I'm sorry. He heard me talking
about
some it.
For some people,
1 o'clock is the morning. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, look at that. There's a spoon right there.
Oh,
nasty
gross.
Spoon right there. Look
probably
at that.
Probably half melted because they put it in the hot coffee and put it back.
It was a wet spoon in the drawer? Son of a...
All right. While we're trying to figure out Spoongate, football questions I wanted to get to you on.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, because everybody knows by now, first round draft pick of the A's, top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. Says he's going to play baseball, but he won't just play college ball this year. Is he an NFL quarterback prospect? And should he play NFL either both with baseball or should he consider changing his mind and playing football?
Well, no, I mean I look at it like if you got to be all in on whatever you're doing. The Deion Sanders thing, the Bo Jackson thing, yeah. That's just freak show. That's just freak show stuff. That's not, you know, Murray is a small guy. Murray is built like Russell Wilson, who also tried to play baseball.
Right, right.
And did so unsuccessfully. But Russell obviously has become a very good quarterback. I always felt like it was a little reckless comparing Kyler Murray to Russell Wilson. And he does slaughter terrible defenses in the Big 12. But he's got a pretty good arm. He's a tremendous playmaker. Like, there are some – he's got good leadership qualities. Obviously, he's very good with his feet. There are some things there that get you excited about Kyler Murray, but it is hard to replicate what Russell Wilson does. To be that small and to be able to work – because Russell Wilson can work on time or he works off schedule. Kyler Murray is primarily an off-schedule guy, kind of like Johnny Manziel was. They like it to break down a little bit so that they can – you know, improv.
Are any of the three Heisman candidates NFL ready or NFL have potential in the NFL?
Well,
between Tua and Haskins.
Is a big kid.
Because Haskins can sling it.
I think Haskins, if he comes out, has a chance to be a first-round quarterback because he's big, he's got an arm, and he's a pocket quarterback. So I think his comp may be Jameis. Very similar in terms of not really twitchy guys from a release standpoint, but they've got big arms and they're big guys from the pocket. So I have to study them a little closer. Tua is a little smaller than people think. But he's okay size, but he's got a lively arm and I think those two definitely do. I think Kyler would, but if Kyler's already signed with the A's, I guess it's over. I mean, I guess he's not going to play football for now, but let's not kid ourselves. That is easy to come back from 2-year failed baseball experiment and jump back into the NFL. I think he's basically saying,
"I'm going to go get the Texans." He took a shot at it.
Yeah, I think he's basically saying, "I'm going to get money for sure once, and I may get two sets."
Yeah, Brandon Whedon's done it. What's his name? The kid from Florida State, Winky, did it.
Chris Winky.
Yeah, so you can take a shot at it. If it doesn't work. You can always try to go back to the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's your choice if you had a Heisman vote? Who are you voting for?
I would take Tua. Okay. I know Kyler Murray is the small favorite right now over Tua. He's kind of overtaken him. I would still take Tua. Tua's been dominant the whole year, has been focused pretty much the entire year, and he's done it against some better defenses. So I'd probably go Tua over Kyler Murray, but Kyler's pretty deserving as well. He's really talented.
I see Ed Oliver slipping a little bit. We know all this different not stuff slipping. With the Jack and everything like that.
He's not slipping. The guys who do the draft stuff on media sites are just starting to hear from NFL teams that are telling them what's really going on. Okay. Ed was never a top three player, never a top four player.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. He's talented, but you're not a 6-foot, 275-pound defensive tackle who goes in the top five. That's not how it works.
Where's he going to go? I mean, how high?
I think he could go as high as, you know, 7 or 8 and could fall into the mid-teens, depending on how he tests. But he's going to test really well. He's going to run really fast. He needs to weigh as close to 290 as he possibly can get.
Okay.
That's big because he's not Aaron Donald. And you're going to continue to hear people say, oh, he's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is a bleep house. Aaron Donald had 11 sacks or more twice in college. Aaron Donald benched 34 reps of 225. Aaron Donald had a dominant Senior Bowl. Like, Ed is not as big as him, and he's not as strong. So he's more of a speed guy.
Is he hurting himself by sitting out these games?
Nah, not one bit.
Probably helping himself.
I don't know if he's helping himself. He's not hurting himself.
Okay. Obviously, the horror stories are Smith with Notre Dame, of McGahee with Miami. But is this going to be more of a trend of guys that are going to skip the bowl games?
It's going to become a major issue. I think seeing all the guys that skipped from Texas last year, guys who weren't great players, they were top solid, third rounders, fourth rounders, fifth rounders, all those guys skipping. I think they skipped because they didn't care for Tom Herman, is my guess. But that was, you know, those aren't good decisions yet. I think we're going to start seeing more and more players make those decisions.
NFL coaching opportunities are going to come up. Obviously, Cleveland and Green Bay already, but others are going to pop up. Your dad coached in the NFL for a long time. Are these college coaches that haven't coached in the NFL, like a Lincoln Riley, ready to just make that jump? Cliff Kingsbury, ready to make that jump? Or is there something to be said about a guy that kind of gets into the NFL first, learns, figures it all out?
100% something to be said for guys who get into it. Well, my dad first, and my dad was a longtime veteran by the time he got in the NFL in 2001 with the Cleveland Browns, and he started coaching college in 1978.
Wow.
So he had been around, and he got
about
there.
Paying dues.
And it was a different, it was a different deal for him. He just said, you learn right away that it's a different way of handling a professional athlete who's in his mid-20s to even 30s, guys who make a lot of money.
I was going to say, they make more than the coaches
a lot
in
of
the
times,
NFL.
Yeah, pretty much all the time, yeah. And so you have to learn how to deal with bigger egos. You have to learn politics a little bit. You have to learn the differences in coaching style, how you handle certain guys, and also what you teach versus NFL players across from you, because it's different teaching a college lineman versus a pro lineman. It's really different now. So I'm talking offensive line, but as a head coach, it's the same thing. How do you get How do you handle it when a guy who's a 30-year-old alpha at linebacker on the defensive side kind of challenges you or challenges your authority or whatever? How are you going to handle that?
Is there a Sean McVay out there?
I don't know.
The next Sean McVay?
Maybe. I honestly, I just don't know the landscape that well. I think Cliff Kingsbury can be really successful in the pros as an offensive coordinator, but he'll get a shot in college first. And then I do think Lincoln Riley's got a shot. But, you know, I think you make a good point, though, Joe. Just to understand how the game is played on the pro level, there's a lot of value in that. Your guy's going to get a job.
McCarthy's going to coach the Browns, I think. If he doesn't get the Browns job, he might get the Jets job.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of them that open up.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, man. Thanks for not big-timing us completely.
I'm always around.
That's Lance Zierlein. You can catch him on the bench every single morning right here on ESPN 97.5. But we are the usual suspects. We'll be signing off so the Blitz can sign on. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.